Hey, it's the 20-Minute Morning Show with BJ Murphy for Wednesday, November 15th. All right, Sean, you know when the FBI comes out, make a statement, they got some strong evidence. They have uncovered a brothel network with wealthy clients in Massachusetts and Virginia. And there's some very high-powered people that are using prostitution. And this is what the FBI agent had to say. These are the leaders of this country, people that everybody trusts. Check out what he said.
They are doctors. They are lawyers. They're accountants. They're elected officials. They are executives at high-tech companies and pharmaceutical companies. They're military officers, government contractors, professors, scientists. Pick a profession, they're probably represented in this case.
They said it's the who's who of wealthy people in this country to use this service. They charge like $350 to $600 an hour to use this prostitution service.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of elected officials on this list.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not surprised. But it just goes to show you, like, my recurring theme on this show is that we need to wake up, that the people that are in front of us talking about leadership and morals and, you know, doing this and that, and they want you to follow them. Man, these people are not worth the time of day to follow. You know what I'm saying? We need to wake up and stop following people blindly just because they got this position.
Well, we need to stop thinking that money equates to intelligence and morality.
Thank you, Sean.
What I'm saying? People, right. When they hear the word doctor, they think that's a character trait.
Right. So you mean to tell me my doctor who works on me and I trust him with my life goes to a prostitution house and he got a wife and children and he faking like he's this good guy. You know what I'm saying? Police officers, military people. You know what I'm saying? It's just insane. This country is
But the operative word is people, right?
Yeah.
They're people.
Yeah, you're people.
So you know what I'm saying? Do you think you would have a doctor that goes to the strip club? I do.
Well, what do you think about a doctor that goes to the strip club?
As long as he doesn't go to the strip club while he's operating on me, I'm okay with it.
So Sean, you're telling me it's okay with you if you find out that your doctor was going to a prostitution house?
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth. You said the strip club.
Okay.
I said the strip club.
Okay. You think it's okay to go to a strip club? That's a whole nother issue right there. If you think it's okay.
What I'm saying? Whether I think it's okay or not, you know what I mean? I'm not a strip club person. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's okay to go to a strip club, but I don't have an issue if my doctor after work goes to a strip club. I just don't have an issue with that.
I got an issue with it. I don't want you to put your hands on me. Because that tells me what kind of moral...
Well, then just died in.
No, that tells you what kind of morality he has.
Okay.
Or respect for life, respect for the female. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, if you're having a heart attack, are you going to stop the doctor and say, hold up, wait a minute, before you save my life, do you go to strip clubs? I just want to know. Get the heck out of here. Who do you think you're talking to?
So, Sean, are you think that people are getting used to avoiding human contact? And what I mean by that is, like, you got Uber Eats, you got drive-through traffic has gone up since the pandemic. You know, people don't shop at the mall. People order stuff on Amazon. You know, you get your groceries delivered to you. You think people are just like, I don't want to really be around people no more?
No, I just think it's convenience.
Yeah, things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like it. If I don't have to go somewhere and I can get it delivered at a fair price, I'd rather get it delivered to my house. Keep on doing what I'm doing.
Not me. I really don't trust people handling my food.
Yeah,
I'm really not a fast food person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kind of got grossed out with fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
But then you incorporate Uber Eats or any of these services that have to bring your food to you. Right. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not that type of person. Hey, but look, I know a lot of people who are.
My son got real sick. You know, he's a truck driver now. So he went to this truck stop and got something to eat. And he said, Dad, I had to stop about 15 times to throw up.
Wow.
And I said, brother, you should have done what I told you. Get that crock pot and put it in that truck and cook your own food now. Get you a crock pot and put it in the truck. And you ain't got to worry about eating other people's food. You don't know what you're eating.
That's true, but I mean, I can't argue with that, but that crock pot.
Hey, crock pot will save your life. Hmm. Hey, look, I take the crock pot with me on vacation. I take it when I go out of town because I want to cook what I want. And I put them beans in there.
I mean, golly, it's like, I don't know. You a crock pot or a crock pot?
So, Sean, the average American goes to a nursing home at the age of 84. And you would say, well, okay, you know, that's about right. 84 years old, that's a long time. You know, you may need a little assistance. But black people don't make it there because we die in our early 70s, according to the CDC. Because our lifespan is about 72 years old now. And I was like, wow. So I was doing the math. I said, I'm 58. So in 13 more years, I'd be like 71 years old. So you mean tell me I got 13 more years to live?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You know, black people experience a lot of trauma, you know, so their lifespan is much shorter.
Man, we got to change that. I don't like that. I was kind of sad last night. I'm like 13 years. So, Sean, my daddy lived to be 63 and my mom lived to be 72. And I'm thinking about my life, like, you know, I'm 58. So you mean to tell me in 13 years I'm out of here? But, you know, we got to start eating right. That's one of our main problems why we checking out of here early. We're not eating good.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes because of our budget, we can't make the best healthy choices. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't like really blame the victim. You know what I'm saying? You know, because black people experience a lot of trauma. You know what I'm saying? Right. We live in food deserts, you know.
Yeah.
We live in poverty. We have double-digit unemployment. You know what I'm saying? Hey. We have a lot of factors that govern those decisions.
But I'm going to tell you, the place that we go, the most black people go to shop where you don't have to have no, where they don't give you a shopping bag to put your stuff in. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
They get their food from Germany. And me and my wife was cooking some potatoes and some onions in this one of those air fryers. And we took that stuff out. So it was white stuff coming out of it. I'm like, what is this?
A dirty air fryer.
I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee for the president of the United States. He's leading in the polls. He's even leading Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden and Kamala Harris are in trouble because when they start their campaign and they're going across the country, all these young people that are out there protesting the war, what's going on in the Middle East, they're going to disturb their rally. They've already told them they're not going to vote for him anymore.
Well, I don't know. Biden made a profound statement the other day. He said that, you know, polls don't vote. People do. And we saw that the other night in Tuesday's elections. Didn't the Democrats rack up?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what won those elections were my body, my choice. That's what won. See, that's what the Democrats have on their side.
Right.
White women don't play. White women are going to teach you how to be men.
Wow.
Because if you don't do what they want you to do, they're going to show you something. They're not going to be manhandled.
The BJ Murphy Radio Show.
What are your feelings about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? I take your calls at 888-370-9390, 888-370-9390. Just watching the sheer destruction and devastation and the so-called Holy Land is making people take note of the injustices that are happening in that part of the world, all the killing that is going on in that part of the world, and it makes you question, is that really the Holy Land? And I believe that what's going on over there right now is telling you that it is absolutely not the Holy Land, with so much hell coming from that area. And you gotta ask this question, y'all. 888-370-9390, 888-370-9390. If you just sit back and watch what's going on, and there are holy sites there, there are magnificent events that took place in that part of the world. But you have to ask the question, and you can't play with yourself with the truth. Are the people holy? Are the people upholding what God wants, and what he wants is peace, right? So let's talk about it, if you like. 888-370-9390. 888-370-9390. Now, a lot of people are not talking about this, but China is imposing a new mask mandate, and there's a new variant out. And this new variant will actually show that you got COVID-19. You know, when, you know, before you couldn't really tell who had the virus.
Okay.
But now skin rashes with this new virus. It's called the Pyrola virus.
Wow.
And you can have skin rashes. You can have ulcers on your tongue. Soreness in your mouth, soreness in your fingers, soreness in your toes, diarrhea, and itchy eyes are the symptoms.
Well, I never took my mask off, so.
I got to put mine back on. Mm-hmm. You know, we done got too careless, but what's going on around the world, and they're keeping this stuff hush hush, you got to put your mask back on to protect yourself. You just do.
Right.
I'll do better at wearing a new mask because, you know, some of us, we wear the same mask every week without changing it. You know, we put on a mask like we putting on a hat or something.
Right. It's just an accessory for me at this point.
Right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not trying to come for anyone's marriage, but I'm just asking you.
Yeah.
Is it realistic for someone to be married to a person 20 and 30 years?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you're with someone for like 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, for 20 or 30 years. I mean, every day.
Of course, you're married for life. If you marry make the right choice, marry the right person, it ain't going to be no issue. It's only issue when you don't marry the right person.
So you come home and you see this person that you've been with for 20 and 30 years.
Every day.
Sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what am I mean, why should I be with you for 20 or 30 years? Let me live my life.
What's the alternative, Sean?
Like, my God. I mean, you just in here. I have been with you for almost all my life. I don't want to do this anymore. Well, I mean, can't you just let me breathe?
Well, you don't have to be there. You can
BJ,
leave.
Just let me vent for a minute. I'm sorry. But I just can't understand that. That why would somebody want to be attached to you for all those years? Just sucking the life out of me.
Oh,
making
God.
Me feel like I'm on a submersible. oh my God, BJ. Do you really think... I'm not trying to be funny. I'm seriously asking you, do you really think your wife want to see you every day?
Absolutely. I'm falling in more in love with her as we get older.
I mean, I'm just going crazy. I mean, BJ, I guarantee every time your wife see you, she just want to punch you in your face. As soon as you walk through the door, pow! I know it just be in her mind.
Oh, no, Sean. And join our Facebook page, BJ Murphy Live. That's BJ Murphy Live. on Facebook. You can join the family, or you can learn more about the BJ Murphy Show by going to bjmurphyshow.com.